Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy,
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be, with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening. And greetings in Jesus' name. You know, as we open God's word, let us go to Him in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your words, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds, Father, to be with us. And Father, if we have done anything to be displeasing to you, we're asking for forgiveness, Father. And we have one this evening with us that has some infection, Father, in the leg. Pastor Kenny. Father, we pray that it not only does not get worse, but we are praying for healing for it. That healing power that has been given to all by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we're asking for the touch of that healing power now for him. Straighten it out, Father. Now, Father, be with us throughout this evening. And as we go in to communion, because, Father, we want to always be there, not only in remembrance, but be there with friendship and fellowship, Father, of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Now we know, everyone take your bread. Get a hold of that. We know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Take your bread. Now, after the same manner, Also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. All right. May the Lord look upon you this evening and through the night. Now, get ready. We'll get into John, the Gospel of John. And we're going to be finishing up chapter 6. And we'll probably be getting and to 7. And we may not get through 7 because we still got quite a few verses here in 6. And then there's 53 verses. All of them are short, but still we got 53 verses in chapter 7. All right. I'm just a little kind of heavy in the throat tonight, but bear with me. We're going to be picking up here with verse 43. Where Jesus has been answering them. I don't know where he's getting ready to answer, because they have been wondering and doubting, because as they said in 42, that's where we left off. So we're going to be picking back up so we'll know what we'll continue with. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? She said, they know him as Joseph's son, but he wasn't Joseph's son. Now, they don't want to believe that. Now here in 43, Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now, we know that everyone will be called of God. But we also know that there'll be more rejecting than will heed the call and come to that saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, but Jesus is letting them know really who he is and what he is here for and what he will do even later on. 45. It is written and the prophets, and they shall all be, all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father cometh unto me. Now, you see, in Jesus' teaching, puts everything straight and straight to the point, which is exactly what we are supposed to do today, is to keep everything according to the Word of God and as it is written. And then help them to understand what is being said without interpreting it to mean something else. Now, 46. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. Now he's letting them know, especially those that are following him, that they had seen the Father. They don't want to believe that, because you see, he's letting them know that it is those that saw him, that see him, are the ones that see the Father, because they see the Father by looking at him. And they still, for the most part, don't get the understanding. 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. And he is the only way for you and I to enter into heaven for everlasting life. Now, 48. He says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. They passed on. But he's letting them know that God fed them that manna from heaven. And he goes on here now in 50. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This is also, this verse is one that lets you and I know that we are supposed to be partaking of communion, because we use bread as his body in remembrance of him and what happened to him and who he is. Now, 52. The Jews, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Well, you see, we know how, because we think of it when we come together. You know, all of these times and things. Then Jesus said unto them, here's verily, verily again, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. That's putting it straight and straight to the point of it. He's not leaving any doubt. Now we can either believe him and accept it, or as most have done, reject him and that also. Now, but he just told us when we reject it that we have no life in us, which means we lost. And when we step out of this life, we're going to spit hell wide open. 54. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now, you know, here again, we need to be very plain and to make sure that everyone knows about it. When we partake communion, we always take it after prayer, and the reason for that is because we ask the Lord that if we've done anything to be displeasing to his sight, it don't have to even be a sin, just something that we have failed to do, some mistake we've made. We ask for forgiveness because we do not want to partake of communion unworthy. When we partake communion, as it tells us here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and here starting with verse 27, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Oh boy, 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, he lets us know that there are many that doesn't, and what can take place even while we are still here on earth. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. In other words, they're dead. The cause. Now, For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, carry one for another, always have prayer before that we do the Lord's Supper. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come together, that ye not come together unto condemnation. And he told him, he says, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Now that was Paul talking to the Corinthian church. And all about communion. That's where we take our communion from. The 11th chapter, the 1st Corinthians. All right, now, Verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. 56, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. You see now, do you begin to understand why we need to examine ourselves and know that at the time that we are taking communion, that we are clean, that we have been forgiven for all of our sins and all of our mistakes, and that we are clean? Please let us know all about this. And let us know that when we do it and do it right, that we are in him and he is in us. 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. We live by him. Now, 58. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Now, you know, that's another thing that mankind don't really understand. When you go to the Lord Jesus Christ and you repent of your sins, you are forgiven, your life changes, and you go ahead and complete the rest of the plan of salvation, you're baptized in his name, you put on his burial and his death and his resurrection. Everything has changed. And when I'm speaking about everything, you, that person that's living in that body, you have eternal life. You will never die. Your body will go back to the ground, yes. But you are not going there with it. Now those that died before Christ, they went with the body, and they will be resurrected. You see, this is the difference that Christ has made. Another one of the differences that Christ has made for mankind. But man needs to really get in to the Word of God and spend time in the Word, and also spend time with Him in prayer. And then when you get done praying, don't just jump up and run. Some time to speak back to you. And you'll find out that He will talk to you. Those that are His, He will talk to. And He'll talk to us in many ways. I've had the Lord talk to me in a dream. I had Him talk to me in a vision. And I've had Him just to talk to my heart. And He talks to me quite a bit that way, because, you see, that's the way He talks to me as I study His Word and as I read His Word and as I read each sentence. He speaks to me and lets me know what is meant by what I am studying or reading. If I take the time to study, you don't want to just sit down and read the Bible like a storybook. Slow down and take the time to see what He's saying with every verse. 59. These things said He in the synagogue as He taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of His disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" Now His disciples, that's what they are saying. They're saying, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in Himself that His disciples murmured at it, He said unto them, "Doth this offend you?" Uh-oh. 62. "What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where He was before?" He says, "What did you see Me go?" But they're not understanding any of it. 63. "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." You can't put it any plainer than that. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. He knew those that didn't understand, that didn't really know Him. And He even knew the one that was going to betray Him. 65. And he said, therefore said I unto you, no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. There'll be a time God will call you when then you have the choice to either answer that call or to reject it. And in the day and time in which you and I are living, and in our own land right here, most are rejected. That call of God. And yet, God has done so much for this land and for the people here. We're not like any other land in the world. Or wasn't, but we're getting there. That's something else I want you to think about. Because we're getting to the point that are those that are evil in our government has already got things drawn up to bring socialism into our land. They've chosen even a time to sign everything to do it. But right now they're having a little problem because elections are coming up and all, and they're afraid to try it right now. But if we put the evil ones back into office, we will lose our land. And we will be hated and persecuted like you never thought of before. Now, so we need, when election time comes up for our government, those people, you need to vote biblically. Not by Democrat or Republican or independent, but vote biblically, spiritually, for those that love the Lord God. We need them in office to straighten things out. And just to put it to you straight, I'm one that I will tell you, we don't know all about Trump, but we do know he loves this country, and we know that he does not get in the way of the church. Now, whether he's a child of God or not, we really don't know. We hear a lot of things, but it don't make those things we hear so. But we need him as our president to stop all this nonsense that they have got going right now. When he was in office, we wasn't in a lot of debt. Our economy was going good. Think about all those things. but we also need to put others in there with him that are of Almighty God, that love him and love this country. And if that is done, we'll see this land blessed again. 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Uh-oh. They went back and didn't walk anymore. They were afraid and offended. Then said Jesus unto the 12. He's got his 12 over there. He says, will ye also go away? Oh, but here's that Simon Peter again. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living. He's answering him there, truthfully. And he's beginning to recognize who he is. We don't recognize everything that he says. He's beginning to recognize really who he is. Now, 70, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Oh. Now, this last verse. He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. And he was one that Jesus picked himself, because Jesus came for the very purpose. And he knew who would see the job done. Did it make it right for that one to do it? No. That's why he went and hung himself. Because he knew how wrong he was. And he even, not only did he betray him, but he betrayed him with a think about that. We have now come to the end of chapter 6. We're going to stop here for the evening. God willing, the beginning into 7. You know, this Gospel of John is one of the strongest of the Gospels. I love the Gospel of John. It has some things in it the others don't have. Now, and we know that it's all true. And one of the books don't go against the other books. He's not going against any of the other books. He's just got some different things because he was with Jesus at some different times. And we know that by the study of each one of the books. All right. Let us pray. Once again, Father, as we close your word, we're thanking you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. We pray for Israel, for them to have peace, Father, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. Father, this land of ours filled with so much evil because of those that are sitting in high places in our government that is evil and filled with so much evil, bringing that evil upon this land and upon our people. I pray, Father, for them to be taken from office and replaced with those that serve you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love the church, your people in this land, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance so it can be healed, Father, and that our government can be set back upon the foundation which it was founded, and that being your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for those that's in my heart, any powers, Father, touch that leg of his. Heal it, Father, this night. Don't let it get worse. Speak the word, Father, and heal it that leg. We ask that in Jesus' name. We're calling it done in Jesus' name. Father, Dennis Lee, we thank you for him too, Father. Watch over him. Keep him in hell. Keep him safe. For his family, his wife, his children, his grandchildren. Father, for Amy and Tom and Jacob, for Millie and Bobby, for Sue Branson, for Daryl and Debbie, for Courtney and Shane, for my wife and myself, and all of our families. Each family, Father, has those walking in darkness, not living light. May the Holy Spirit work with them, bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that Father, they too can make heaven their home and none be lost. Our Father, keep us through this night in health. Keep us in safety, and bring us back together again in the morning at 10 a.m. and back into thy word. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, have a great night. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Good night, all.